This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The average cost of private college is now above $55,000 a year. Sure, colleges can offer discounts, but many students have to hold down jobs to make this work. Kirk Carapeza at GBH reports on a Massachusetts campus that this fall starts giving students a free ride with no obligations to borrow or to work.
Thank you for joining me on this windy day in Williamstown, Massachusetts. My name is
At Williams Corona. College, Daniela Corona guides a campus tour.
Colonial Ephraim Williams donated around $9,000 to the state of Massachusetts with the purpose of founding a school that would educate the sons of farmers.
The daughter of Mexican immigrants, Corona is the first in her family to go to college.
This is quite the jump.
Her dad, a landscaper, pays $1,000 in tuition each year. To get financial aid, Corona juggles this and two other jobs.
When I was looking at colleges, the biggest thing for me was affordability, and the financial aid just made it really accessible.
Corona has no loans, but she's been required to work on campus. That is until Williams announced she and 1,000 other students on financial aid would no longer have to this fall.
This is a generation of students that talks about work-life balance the way my friends do.
Sitting on the porch of her Victorian home on campus, Williams president Maud Mandel says the college dropped its requirement because students, regardless of their income, report increased stress during the pandemic.
They feel pulled in many directions, and the extra required work obligation is one of those stresses they carry.
Higher ed leaders are watching to see whether this is the beginning of a new trend. Kaplan's Brandon Busteed applauds the college's decision, but predicts few schools will follow because there is value in campus work experience.
It's what employers want to see from a graduate in addition to the classic academic performance.
First year Daniela Corona, though, appreciates the change.
Some students like me have to worry about making a little bit of extra cash if they want to have something nice or if they want to do something like buy toothpaste.
But she says the option to work for extra cash will still be there in the fall. And she plans to continue working as a tour guide. In Williamstown, Massachusetts, I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.